it seems to be sort of paradoxical that the left has become, in that sense, conservative. It believes in the state and expanding the state. So there's some truth that the right is more rebellious. One of the great paradoxes, this kind of right-wing populism, to what extent it rails against corporations and the mainstream media. How did that happen? It's clear that the left itself has become more conservative. I mean, it is part of a liberal establishment, and real opposition to that doesn't exist on the left. It exists at least in ideology on the right. How did that come about?
Welcome to BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history, with Philip Cunliffe. Hello.
Hi.
George Hoare.
Hey.
And myself, Alex Hochuli, in São Paulo, Brazil. All the other two guys are over in the UK. So on this episode, you'll hear that I had the opportunity to speak with someone who I was delighted to get onto the podcast, Russell Jacoby. For those unfamiliar, he's professor of history at the University of California, Los Angeles, one of the leading lights of the new left, and one of the sharpest historians of ideas of the past 50 years. Personally, he's someone who, since I first read him, was always struck by how sharp his critiques were, how courageous they were, and how unstinting they were, particularly The End of Utopia, which I read back in my early 20s, and which really struck me for displaying how one could be totally thoroughgoing in critiquing contemporary ideas, which I kind of felt were not very good, pretty limited, not particularly inspiring, but actually critique them and demonstrate that they were complicit with the way things were. And the way things were was a state of affairs that should be overthrown. The way he provided the intellectual resources to do that, at least intellectually, has always stuck with me. So I was delighted to be able to speak with him today. And just to give you a little bit of an overview of his books, if you're not familiar, his first was Social Amnesia, a Critique of Contemporary Psychology, which came out in 1975. I'm not going to cover all the books, but just to mention another one which treaded similar terrain, The Repression of Psychoanalysis, Otto Fennekel and the Political Freudians from 1983. Also in the early 80s, he published Dialectic of Defeat, Contours of Western Marxism, and moved on then to turn his gaze towards intellectual culture, a particularly arid intellectual culture towards the end of the Cold War and the post-Cold War era. In that vein, he published The Last Intellectuals, American Culture in the Age of Academe in 1987, when it was republished in 2000. Also Dogmatic Wisdom, How the Culture Wars Divert Education and Distract America. And throughout that, he was always mounted a forthright defense of the critic and the role of utopian thought in social criticism. He developed those ideas then in The End of Utopia, Politics and Culture in an Age of Apathy, which came out in 1999, and then Picture Imperfect, Utopian Thought for an Anti-Utopian Age, which came out in 2005. And then finally, most recently, On Diversity, The Eclipse of the Individual in a Global Era. And it's some of those themes, psychoanalysis, the end of utopia, and diversity, that I spoke about with Russell Jacoby in the interview. George, Phil, you guys are also, I think, fans of his work or have read some of them. Anything that stands out to you?
Yeah, both. I mean, End of Utopia and The Last Intellectuals were both influential on me when I read them in the early 2000s or so. And particularly The End of Intellectuals, because that